Welcome to the Rock of Ages Sermon of the Week. We hope you enjoy this message by Pastor Israel Soto. For more information about this podcast and other resources, visit rockofagesaog.org.
We've been going through some challenging times, amen? Needless to say, and I believe that this conversation that we have from this pulpit is going to be the same for however how long this whole aura moves about in our midst. And of course, in reference to what's going on in our government, what's going on overseas, what's going on with COVID, what's going on with crime, and all these things that we are facing, people seem to be walking around in suspense. At least that is my understanding, or how I have received people through the weeks that I talk to them by phone. There's a certain apprehension. The conversation seems to always be the same. Well, what do you think about this? And what do you think about that? And this COVID thing, I'm tired of this mask. And I'm tired of this and the other. And so it seems to be the same thing. Seldom do people anymore, and you will agree with me, that over coffee that you talk about other things. Why? Because the most pressing thing right now is obviously what we're going through. And the more you seem to linger, let me just say this, and again, I've always been very candid and open with you. I mean, this morning I told my wife, I said, you know, I really can't do this too much anymore. Because getting out of bed is very difficult, very painful. If you had seen me, you'd probably scringe your face a little bit as well. Because it's, you know, and I said, man, it's a tough one. You know, and I say it honestly. And the reason I say it is not because it began yesterday. Because I've been at it for 5.5 years, one, and then certainly for the past 10, close to 11 months with this particular pain on a constant basis, even as I speak to you right now. And yes, people say, Pastor, you look great, and thank you. And that means I'm doing a good job at hiding and masking what I really feel. But the reason I say this is because after a while, like this morning, and more than just this morning, times before I've said to my wife, this is a difficult thing. I wish somebody would find an answer and just deliver me, because this is the only thing I got hanging on me. It's quite the cross to carry. And again, I wouldn't be complaining if it was just this past Friday that I began to hurt this way. But it's been almost a year now of my constant pain. And so what I'm saying by this is that the longer you linger in that particular position, you get tired of it. And people today are getting frustrated of everything we're going through. Have you not said a time or two, maybe you have, and said, I wish this thing would just go away, right? I wish we would just go back to normal, take the masks off, let's go to the park again, let's take our children to play, let's get out there and do something, let me have some friends over for a barbecue. But we're taken hostage in our homes. We can't do that, we can't work our lives that way anymore. It's a difficult time, and so it's a normal thing when I talk to people and pray for people in this congregation and outside that I speak to at times. I don't blame them for feeling the frustration. Why? Because it's been a constant. We haven't got a call from the government or from the infectious control disease. Say, like, this whole week, no masks, everybody's good, it's gone for the week. Whew. Oh, but it's coming back Monday. So, but at least you've got a week off. No one has ever told us that. It's constant. Our schools are closed. Our kids are absolutely going crazy. We're going crazy with them at home. Homeschooling has never been so popular as now. Now, that is just on disease part. Now you're looking at curriculum and teachings that are going on in our present government as we spiral down into immorality. That fears me, ladies and gentlemen. It scares me. We have children. And we need to know what they're being taught in our schools. And it's not good. It's not good. There seems like right now anyone who has authority to write down and make an order or give a command to our educational system says, let's pervert them as much as we can. It's a race to hell. And so you can see that what I'm saying about frustration, it's a very possible thing right now. Maybe you're frustrated sitting here and you're here because you want life. Well, I've come to give you life in Jesus' name. And if I could scream loud enough today to go beyond the distorted voices that you hear, all the negativity that we hear, I'm here to tell you that the church will never lose. This battle, we are not going to lose. This hip of mine will not last like this forever. I just got told by one of my sisters back there. I gave her a hug. I hadn't seen her in a while. She says, she's been here, but amongst all of you, I kind of miss people sometimes. And I said, how are you? I said, well, my hip. He says, it's going to go away. And I received that. Because it's going to go away. And we need to take the position as the church once again to remember that falling apart and being destroyed is not in God's plan for His church. It's not. Us to be captive, I don't think the world is ever going to come back to its normality again. I believe it is. While Christ is on the throne, normality is always within reach. I think this is the way it's going to be for the next 50 years. Well, it may. But it's going to come back to its regular order. Because no one controls the authority of the throne of God. And it is for victory that God has raised us up. And so regardless of what you've heard and what you're reading, some of us need to get away from all this social media. By the way, if you're looking for me on Facebook, I don't have it anymore. I don't have Twitter and I have nothing. The only thing I kept, I think, is Instagram because I like the pictures of my children there. But we need to get away from that junk because it's infusing you with the negativity. Oh, he did this. Oh, they did that. Oh, he's doing that over here. Oh, they said that this is rising up. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. My God. And God, I wonder if the Lord's just looking at us. I'm going like, man alive. No wonder you're depressed. No wonder you're upset. No wonder you walk around. Because he's infiltrating, the devil is infiltrating us with fear and falling apart in destruction. But I'm here to scream it in your spirit. We are not going to be destroyed. Doesn't matter. I wish I had somebody that believed that this morning. I guess this really validates my sermon. Some of you need to be reminded that the victory, we have it in Christ. And regardless of how ugly it gets out there, it doesn't change God's plan for our lives. And so what I need to get you to do this morning in the name of Jesus is get you to change your mind and begin to say, we will win. We will win. Say it like you believe it. We will win. Okay, make me believe you now. We will win. I don't think the devil will believe you if he hears you say that. Say, we will win. That's it. We're going to overcome this. Do you not remember the Bible says that we are more than overcomers? Do we not remember the scripture says that any weapon forged against you will not prevail? Have you not read the scripture that said that even in your gray hairs I will sustain you with my righteous right hand? Have you not read the end of the book? When the church in joyous glee says, oh, come, sweet Jesus. Why? Because he will close the books and the devil will go to hell where he deserves. And every angel that follows him and every COVID, every disease, whatever, is going to be cast into the lake of fire to burn forever and ever. And you know what? At the end of that, you're going to shout, we win. We win. We win. I want you to walk out of here believing that. We're not the bearers of bad news. We're the bearers of good news. We're like that angel that came to see those shepherd boys. I come with good news. And I'm here to tell you, as your pastor, I come bearing good news. Stop thinking that you're overcome. Begin to believe that you're more than an overcomer. Believe it. Rock of Ages will not fail. Rock of Ages, the believers in Rock of Ages will not falter and fall. But we will win. And you need to begin to speak that on a daily basis. Everything you go through, you need to speak that into you. And so I want you to leave this place this morning with a different attitude and a different view, and tell you that living in Christ makes all the difference in the world. It'll change you from living in fear to living in faith. It'll trade in your doubt and give you security. You'll stop walking around like a victim, and you'll begin to trot upon the face of this earth as a victor, not someone who's lost everything. You see, nothing's been stolen from us. Nothing. Maybe a bump in the road or two? Yeah, but Jesus said we would have a bump in the road. But he says this, and I want you to write this. I want you guys to write this verse. You know it. We've preached from it over the past 20 some odd years I've been with you. And this is what Paul says. And I believe that this is one of the most descriptive verses in the scripture that describes the Christian life. And if you don't know, you're going to know now. It comes out of 2 Corinthians 2:14. Write it on your Bible. I don't care. Write it on your forehead. Put it in your refrigerator. Put it in the middle of your dining table. Put it in your closet every morning you're going to get dressed. Wherever, write down 2 Corinthians 2:14. And I want you to verbalize it every morning. And this is what it says. Thanks be unto God, who in Christ always, say always, leads us in triumph. And through us, spreads the fragrance of the knowledge of him everywhere. You know, when you are living in Doomsville, and you're going through all these things, the only thing that can flow from your life is doom. I don't know what we're going to do. I know that this is over. Oh, just wait till the taxes go up. Or wait till China takes over. Or wait till whatever you got hanging on your head and your heart. That's what's going to flow from you. But this, the Bible says that if you recognize that there is victory in Christ and you believe that you are more than an overcomer, then you will become that person that will spread the fragrance of him everywhere you go. You will spread the joy and the sweetness of Christ and victory everywhere you go. But you must first be convinced that truly victory is ours in Christ Jesus. I know, and the Bible says that there is sufferings for even those who believe in Christ. But the Bible says, if you keep reading, that he came to overcome that distress. In this world you will have troubles, Jesus said, but take heart. I have overcome. I've come to overcome the world. Paul writes and gives us this particular passage. I said I would be quick, but I can't. So I'll finish next week if I can. This passage that I just read to you, out of 2 Corinthians 2:14, it seems to flow very easy from the mouth of Paul as he gives us this passage. Thanks be unto God, who in Christ always leads us in triumph, and through us spreads the fragrance of the knowledge of him everywhere. Some of us may say, well, I think Paul, if anybody, had it made. It's easy for Paul to write something like that to us. He doesn't know what it is to have COVID. He doesn't know what it is to be suffering of this particular thing, or going through financial situations, or businesses closing down because of all of this. Maybe he was a Jesus pet. Maybe he was the teacher's pet. But I beg to differ. If you know anything about the life of Paul, you will find that Paul is one of the most suffered individuals in Scripture. And he confesses to this truth by telling us that the things that he wrote during a very stressful time of his life. 2 Corinthians 2 and 4, it says, "For I wrote you out of great distress and anguish of heart and with many tears." Now, he was a very uncommon individual, because normally when someone has great distress, anguish of heart, and many tears, it's boo-hoo all the day long. Can you say amen? It's poor me. But that's not what Paul was, because he believed when he heard that the rock that he was going to build the church on was going to be overcoming, that not even the gates of hell would prevail. And I believe that in the church today, with all the stress going on, I believe some of us are forgetting what Jesus said about the church, that we would be overcomers. We forget, we begin to enunciate the things we are told by those who don't even believe. You're told that you're going to die. You're told your business won't work. You're told you'll never get well. You're told that now this is the way it's going to be normal for you to live in this kind of distress. And you begin to believe that, and you begin to let out that odor of doom. But Paul wasn't like that. And he confesses, he says, in the middle of a big trial just like you, in the middle of such distress and many tears, just like you, I wrote these things that you might have hope. So we have one telling us. And amongst us in this place, I know there are many more. Those of us who have learned how to go through things in life and still say, you know what? Storms don't last forever. Storms, has anybody ever gone through a storm? Let me see some hands. I believe all of us pretty much. Have anybody ever gone through a physical storm? And I'm talking about sickness. Okay. Now, I'm talking to you about past tense. And that should prove my point and tell you that every storm passes. Every storm passes. Nothing lasts forever. Nothing. Not even the trials of life. And I'm here to profess to you and confess to you and impress upon you that the storms we're going through today will soon pass beyond us. It's going to go. And Paul writes to us during that terrible pressure and conflict in his life. And this is fascinating about him. That's what makes him a Christian to follow. Because he knew that every day and every day here in this world, he typified it, if you will, as us being sheep for the slaughter. He writes that in Romans 8:36. He says, we are killed all the day long and counted as sheep for the slaughter. Literally saying, listen, as preachers and as Christians, we are known to be abused, beat up, slandered, humiliated, locked up, and sick and ill and all these things. But in all of this, he says, you're never to lose sight that there is one greater than all the things we go through. And he has declared victory up ahead for you and I. Beyond all I've said and all the things you've seen me go through, Paul says, and all the stuff that you go through and how difficult it may could be, the small and the big inconveniences of life, for him, it may have been a stoning here, a whipping there, a kicking here and there. He said, in spite of all of that, nothing changes the fact that in the end, there is a crown of righteousness waiting for all of us. And so this morning, I can keep going and I'm not even beyond my introduction. I want to encourage all of you today to believe God. Once again, believe him. Believe the Lord for your circumstance and your situation. I'm going to Houston tonight, and tomorrow I'm going to go and give myself over into the hands of the doctor. But it's the Lord that knows my end. And he knows. He knew when I went into that surgery room, in my mind, and you may remember a video I even sent you. I said, I don't know if this is going to pan out. I'll see you again when I get out. And if I don't, I'll see you in glory. And I better see you in glory. Because I was convinced that either way, if I didn't make it off that table and it was a huge surgery, some of you would look at me, you'd go, oh, pastor, I'm gutted from here to here. And then up. And if you saw that, you go, oh, pastor. But even that, and I'm not making myself out to be some kind of Superman because I was afraid as well. But I clung on to the promises of God. And I knew that either way, if I didn't wake up after that surgery, I was going to wake up in heaven. And in the end, whether Satan let go of me the way I wanted him to, which was God just simply delivering me divinely and giving me a new liver without this big old thing in my belly, I was going to get the victory. But even if I did not make it through beyond that surgery, I still get the victory. I still get the victory. And so I'm here to tell you, you may not be going through what I've gone through, but I'm not minimizing the pain that you may be going through this morning, but I'm here to tell you that just like for me, I hung on to the promises of God. And I am believing that when I come back from Houston, good report or bad report, I still have the victory in Christ Jesus. And I'm here to tell you that whatever you're going through right now, if it's marital, it's with children, it's at work, whatever it is, I'm here to tell you, you have the victory in Christ Jesus. You have the victory. You're an overcomer. Please listen to the voice of the Spirit this morning. It is for this that I've called you. Not to suffer loss and be destroyed, but that you would display the glory of our Father in heaven, who knows well to keep his sheep, who knows well to shepherd his sheep. He's never lost one. He will not lose one. You've heard the story of the 99 he left behind to find that one. You know what? Maybe this morning you're that one. And you see the herd of sheep moving forward, and you find yourself at some crag and you're tied down or whatever, just know this. If you look in the Spirit, you'll see the Father coming back for you to pick you up, to cradle you in his arms. And even though you've been boo-hooing and crying and poor me, my leg is hurt, I've been stuck here, I thought you were going to forgive me, let me tell you something, the Lord never forgets his people. You think he does not know that we're going through this right now? Do you think he does not see you with that mask right now? Do you think he does not notice that you're afraid sometimes to hug somebody because you don't know if they're sick or not? The last person that's supposed to be here this morning is me. Did you know that? Some of you do know that. The last person that is supposed to be in a building full of people is me. I'm so busy to be home in bed, taking care of myself and away from anybody contaminating me, if you will. I've kissed more of you and hugged more of you in this place. And I'm not saying that in a bullish way. I'm just telling you that I'm covered in the blood. And the devil is convinced, because I'm convinced, that regardless of what we go through tomorrow, victory is up ahead. Victory is up ahead. Would you stand with me this morning? I want you to leave this place. And I've only preached to you just a partial sermon. I need to finish this off for you. And I will, I promise. But I want you just to leave this place today knowing, ladies and gentlemen, that you will overcome what you're going through right now. Don't be depressed. Don't be dismayed. Cast your cares upon the Lord, for he will never let the righteous fall. And that's you. He saved you with purpose. And he's not going to allow a single spirit or devil in hell pull you away from the protectiveness of his hand. The devil isn't that strong. When the devil gets stronger over us, it's because we give him the power to overcome us. But did you know that right now, you can open your mouth at the command of Jesus and say, devil, let me go. I win. I win. I'm more than an overcomer. You're under my feet. Remember that song we used to sing? Going down, what is it, to the enemy's camp to take back what he stole from me? And then the whole church back in the day, I don't know, you guys don't know how to do this, but the whole church would, under my feet, he's under my feet. We need to start practicing that again. We need to remind the enemy that he's under our feet. The devil comes into this place, he's only going to serve as a carpet because he's under our feet. He's got no business in this place. He gets no glory, he gets no place. Here, there is one who is king above all. Would you say his name with me? Would you say his name with me? That's it. That's it. Father, we love you and we praise you. We declare you Lord and Savior. And right now, Father, as short as this conversation has been, Lord, please, I pray that by the anointing of your Spirit, that these words of encouragement that I have offered your people, Lord, would never, ever go to the ground and dry. But Lord, I pray that somehow and for someone in this house today, and this simple word, a conversation that we just had this morning, would pierce deep within the pain of their heart. Sometimes the callousness, the protectiveness that we build around our hearts, that few things can come in. Lord, I pray that you would break that wall and go in and plant this seed of hope and victory. That everyone would leave this church today, not boo-hooing and, oh, poor me. I'm not saying that we don't complain. You know we complain. But Father, we don't complain as unbelievers complain. I complain because my hip hurts. And I'm alive and I can feel that pain. But it's not a hopeless complaint, because I know that in the end, I get the victory. And I will walk and jump and worship you like I used to in the day. And you will restore unto me, and you will restore unto your people that which the locust has eaten. And whatever one thing the devil has stolen, he will return seven times. Whatever thing that the devil has robbed your people of, you will make him to return seven times, Lord, and prosper your people. Bless your people. If they are weak in illness, again, give them strength seven times. Financially burdened, bless them seven times, God. They're brokenhearted, heal them, God, and restore them to love you. Father, we are more than overcomers. Help us to see that today. It's not your fault that we doubt. Sometimes we lend an ear to whom we should not. But today, Holy Spirit, speak to us, and we will listen. You have made us more than overcomers, Lord. And as we walk from this place this morning, that's exactly how we're going to walk out victorious. In the name.
Thanks for listening to the Sermon of the Week. Join us next time for another uplifting message. If you'd like to support this ministry and the reaching out of others, you have the opportunity to give at rockofagesaog.org/give.